الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيزده شعر وفعارف بالله هزت اقتس هزت معنا شاه حكيم محمد افتصاب نور الله مرقده. The title is مرشد سيدر خاص دعاء. ساقيا جامع الفتى بلادي ساقيا جامع الفتى بلادي ميري إصلاح كي بدعادي ميري إصلاح كي بدعادي ميري مولا مجھکو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھکو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ساقیا جامع الفتى پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہونا مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہونا مغلوب ہمت خدا دے اپنی آہیں سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہیں سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے ساقیا جامع الفتى پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا
کرنا اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے ساقیا جام الفت پیلا دے ساقیا جام الفت پیلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بس اشعار رفو حضرت حضرت حکیم صاحب حضرت حکیم عمر اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ واسیہ دعا term that's the دعا and we are sitting in Darul Ulum Azabal DUA so alhamdulillah we sitting in that environment inshallah we need to turn to Allah in the masjid in itikaf and most definitely this mubarak night our dua will be accepted inshallah ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے نارملی ان دی ہیونز نباز یو گیٹ پیپل ہو پور دا ڈرنکس ہیئر وی آسکنگ ان دس ماحول ان دس انوائرمنٹ دیٹ دا پرسن شوڈ ڈرا شوڈ پور فار اس دی گوبلٹس آف دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ دا آبجیکٹ از میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا ہے دیٹ وی آسک اللہ دیٹ وی وانٹ ٹو میک اور اصلاح دیٹ از وائی وی نیڈ ٹو آسک our shaykh, our mashayikh, that make dua for us all the time. We ourselves need to make dua for ourselves all the time. Alhamdulillah, we are in this beautiful environment of the masjid. And we envy those people, alhamdulillah, who are sitting for itikaf, whether it is 40 days or 10 days, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. In life, whenever a person, for example, Allah save us, a person gets sick, then there is a need, sometimes he needs to be admitted into hospital. And if the situation is more serious, then he has to go into an intensive care. So, in the intensive care, then we will find all doctors that are coming to him. The main doctor will operate on his heart. And then we get the junior doctors who will come and monitor. And then the drips will be given, the injections will be given, all to see that how this person will survive, how his health can be restored. So when a person comes to the khanqah, when a person comes to the masjid for the itikaf, especially the 10 days, then this can be likened to a spiritual retreat. And we've come here to feed our soul. Within us, there's always a battle between good and between evil. And by us coming in this environment, inshallah, we are doing a spiritual operation. The main doctor, Hazrat Muhammad Amir Sahib Darul Barakatuh, and then all the apprentices, all the qualified doctors under him, and his tutorship, all the ulama, they're also doing their work. And then Allah reward Hazrat, how he has structured these programs. You will find the first program is Tafsir, Quran, Majid. Then together with that, Ahadith in the form of Fadali Amal. Then you will find Masail regarding the aspects of Salah. Then the inner dimensions of Salah, Anwaru Salah. And together with that, after every Salah, there are certain programs regarding our Aqaid, our belief system, our Mu'amalat, our business dealings, mu'asharat, our social interactions, and our akhlaqiyat, our character. So all these are like the operations that are taking place. And these are like the drips, and these are like the injections that are taking place. So as long as a person, he spends his time properly over here, and he gets connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that spiritual operation is taking place all the time. So here, outside, we are exposed to so many attractions and distractions of nafs and shaitan, of the social evils of the social life outside over there. So we have come to pay attention to our soul. Today, unfortunately, we pay so much attention to our body. We see our physique, our health. We see so many products on the market regarding vitamins, regarding other things that a person needs to boost his immune system. all regards to the body. Then we get so many creams on the market, so many beautification creams, all to enhance a person's beauty. So yeah, we've come here in this khanka and in this environment of the masjid to enhance the beauty of our soul, to feed our soul all goodness, inshallah. So all these operations are taking place. So as long as we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, it is mentioned in the hadith that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are people who are regarded as the pigs of the masjid. Imagine, 10 days and 10 nights we are in the masjid all the time. So to say, we are the pigs of the masjid. And these pigs have julasa, they have companions. Who are these companions? They are the malaika. And it is mentioned in the hadith that when a person, he is missing for some reason, the malaika go and search for him. And if he has to get sick, the malaika go and pay him a visit. And if he has any need, the malaika will try and assist him. So to say, we are like resembling the malaika. The malaika, la ya'suna Allah ma amarun wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. That the malaika are pure, they do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are in the spiritual fortress. We are protected from so many other things. But at the same time, a person can have his gadget with him. Right? He can have his phone with him. So yeah, these are interruptions when it comes to our connection. Really, we're supposed to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these programs, these spiritual operations are taking place so that we can better our life regarding our heart, our soul, inshallah. So as long as the person, he disconnects himself from the makhluk and he connects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the person will benefit. It is mentioned on one occasion, there was a conference, and then there were only ladies in the conference, and there was a lady that was giving some motivational speech. This is an example. So she asked in that conference that who loves their husbands. So every single one of them put their hands up. So she asked, okay, very good, I'm very impressed. And then she asked, who of amongst you mentioned to your husband that we love you, I love you? So no one put their hands up. So the lady at that time, she said, okay, all of you have got cell phones. She said, yes, you got cell phones. She said, right now, send a message to your husband. Send a message to your husband that, oh my darling, oh my hubby, I love you. But she made one condition that after you send a message, then you should swap the cell phones. Everyone should see what is the response. So amazing were the responses. So one husband wrote back, he said, yeah, I also love you, but are you feeling well? Must I take you to the doctor? Another person sent a message, then he replied, yes, don't beat around the bush. Have you smashed the car again? Another husband said, that don't mess around me now. Do you want extra money for eavesdropping? And then the worst of all was, who's this? I don't recognize this number. Like one person, he had an assignment in school. What is the difference between complete and what is the difference between complete and finished? So he went to his father. His father said, hey, I'm busy now with my accounts now. There's no difference. Everything, both are the same. Went to his mother. Mother said the same thing. Then he said, on old Baji there. Baji asked him, what's wrong? He said, no, there's a difference between complete and finished, but both my parents say nothing. There's no difference. He said, come, I tell you. He said that when you get married to a perfect woman who look after you, deen-wise, dunya-wise, then you're complete. And if you get married to the wrong woman, then you're finished. And then he said, there you get married to a second wife, then you completely finish. And then if you have to give your wife the credit card to go to town, she'll finish you completely. So nevertheless, respected brothers, we are in this mahor, in the spiritual retreat, we are mixed a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the shukr of aspect, what we mentioned of light-hearted things, we also need to make shukr to our families. Huh? How much they do for us. They're the first ones to wake up, the last one to go to sleep. At the time of Fari, our food is already prepared. After Iftar, our food is already prepared. They so much of things they have to do. They also need to make ibadat. They also need to make dua. But we also we need to make shukr to them as well. Also here in Iskhan Kawazol, make shukr to Hazrat, Hazmat Hamid Sahab, Dan Barakat, Ulama that are conducting this program. Those who are seen to all to our comfort, whether it is the cleaning, the setting out of the sarkhan, the food, etc. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward them. So everything is ready made for us. We come here to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this month of Ramadan, At this end, we'll just inshallah, the ulama explained there is a great connection between the month of Ramadan and Surah Yusuf. And then he explained very, very beautifully. He said that Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons. And amongst the 12 sons, the most beloved of the 12 was Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So Allah Ta'ala has given us 12 months. And the most beloved of months to Allah is the month of Ramadan. And in the kisah of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, we know what transpired. There are so many lessons. For example, وَمَا أُبَّرِّهُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said, I do not exaggerate my nafs. In لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ This nafs of ours, it commands people to do evil. It wasn't a bit too, like a scorpion, it stings a person. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي Except which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon us. So the ulama explained, مَا يَا could refer to the time of rahmat. Alhamdulillah, what to say? The entire month of Ramadan from beginning to end. The first 10 days, second days, to second 10 days. Now, in the last 10 days, so much of rahmat is coming. We're in the masjid, we're in itikaf, Laylatul Qadr, odd nights. So much of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. So also, in the kisah of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, where the 7 years of lean, that 7 years of difficulties, and to sympathize, this is the month of Muasat, this is a month of sympathy, to sympathize with the people, Yusuf alayhi salam fasted for 7 years. And also, in the end of the Yusuf alayhi salam story, how he made sifarish, how he forgave his brothers. Now, he forgave all his 11 brothers. So the ulama explained that as long as a person spends his Ramadan properly, and Manala Salim Dorat Sahib, Dam Barakat explained that if a person spends his Jummah properly, then the effects of the Jummah will last for the entire week, inshallah. So in the same way, a person who spends his Ramadan properly, the effects of it will last for the entire year, inshallah. Our entire life, inshallah. So, just as Yusuf alayhi salam interceded on behalf of his 11 brothers, this, so to say, the month of Ramadan, inshallah, the effects of it, the intercession of it, will last throughout the entire year, inshallah. And then, towards the end, Yusuf alayhi salam says, Ana Yusuf, I am Yusuf alayhi salam. He tells his brother, I am Yusuf. And then he tells, Innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And this is the month of taqwa. And هُوَ شَهْرُ sabr is the month of sabr. All forms of sabr, time does not permit. All three forms of sabr, we are practicing in this month. And this is the month of taqwa. And the object of this month of taqwa, the month of Ramadan, is being taqwa. An example can be given. Example, a person, he sends his son to college, to university. This is an example. We are not promoting it. This is an example. So now he spends so much of exorbitant fees on his clothes, on his textbooks, etc. So now the son, whole year he goes over there and he engages in sport, extracurricular activities, speech and drama, and he gets awards, he gets trophies, he gets figurines, etc. He gets certificates. And now after the end of the year, the father is awaiting for him. And then the father, mother is all happy. Son, how are you? How did you progress? How did you do? So the son now shows him all the trophies, the figurines, the certificates, and all the things. So the father gets very, very happy. But he said, Beta, son, show me your report. Very reluctantly now, he shows the report. And then he's written there a big F and circle in red. So what will be the reaction of the father? The father will become angry. The father said, I didn't send you for all these things. These are all, by the way, bonuses. The main object of you was to gain, to pass the examinations. So, respected brothers, the month of Ramadan, all the things that are going to benefit us in this taqwa, all the bonuses, our nawafil salah, our dua, our crying tahajjud, our zikr, and our tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. But the object of the month of Ramadan is to gain the taqwa, inshallah. And like a person is doing business, if a person buys and sells at the same price, very soon will be out of business. But if a person now is buying, making a good profit, he will tolerate the insults of the customers, the merchants. He will open even little late. He will hire extra security. Why? Because end of the day, he's seeing the profits. So if that person just passes the month of Ramadan, whether you like it or not, the time is going to pass. It's the difference between passing the time and spending the time. So if we spend our time properly, inshallah, then we'll see the fruits of it. So in a similar vein, the person who spends the Ramadan like a burden, just morning to evening, he's just going through the motions and he's going through the monotonous system of staying away from food and drink, but he's engaging in so many guna, so many other wrongs. He's just like a person who's buying and selling at the same price, and very soon he'll be out of the business. But on the other hand, when a person does business and he's seeing the profits, alhamdulillah, he's saying he's happy, he'll tolerate everything. So the profit of this month is the taqwa. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imbibe me first and foremost and all of us this beautiful quality of taqwa. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we spend our Ramadan properly. Mawlana Imam al-Hasan sahib rahmatullah used to say, spend your Ramadan like, spend your life like the month of Ramadan. And Allah will grant you a debt like the day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Murshid said, Arkhashi Dua. A request to ask a person's spiritual mentor for dua. Saqiya Jami Ulfat Bilade, Mari Isla Kibi Duadi. The poem starts off, Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, that, oh, my spiritual mentor, that give me from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mari Isla Kibi Duade, and make dua for my reformation. Mere Mola se mujhko mila de, aur gunaho se mujhko chura de, and make me meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give me such fuel that it suffices me and keeps me away from sins. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, ruh ko meri aisi dawa de, that may I have the hatred for every type of sin, and give me such a medicine for my ruh that I hate every type of sin. Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, ho na maghloob himmat khuda de. And when I have the temptation, when I have the desire to do sin, then may I not be dominated, may I not be bound by my nafs, but I have the courage from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fight nafs and shaitan, and I can be in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna, ay khuda apni kamil rida de. And also part of the dua, that oh our spiritual mentor, oh our guide, oh our sheikh, that at the time when you are making dua in sehri, and when your heart is boiling with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at that time make dua, that oh Allah, apni kamil rida de, bless us with your full happiness, chain ki neend mujhko sula de, khab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, and may I have a very, very peaceful sleep, and may I be unmindful, khab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, awaken me from the sleep of ghaflat, of ignorance. And so just say mujhko ae mere malik ahe taqwa karam se bana de, and oh Allah, pull me towards you and make me from those that are righteous only through the fazl and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, uske aib o ya rab chupa de. Oh Allah, do not make akhtar, do not make the poet is saying, as Hakim Sahib is saying that, oh Allah, do not make me, do not disgrace me, uske aib o ko ya rab chupa de, and oh Allah, cover all my aib and all my faults.